You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
If I'm at a Giants game and I catch a foul ball as a grown-up, what is now the custom, the norm, the moray, you have to get, like, I would have to give it to a little boy or a little girl.
Well, you don't have to.
No, you don't. But you know
you
what?
Will be Karen'd.
Right. It's become so publicized that, you know what? I would give it to a kid. I'd give it to a kid no matter what. I don't need a baseball right now, but I kind of don't like the idea of an adult catching a ball. They shouldn't have to give it to somebody else's kid. Why can't they theoretically, they catch the ball and they say they're taking their, they have a kid at home who they're going to bring it to. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. No. That's going too far.
We got to get to the bottom of this. Why don't you like someone giving the ball to a kid?
No. I'm not doing that today.
Yeah, I'm going to put you in that box.
No, I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is, if you want to give it to a kid, go ahead and give it to a kid. I would give it to a kid.
No, but you have to. You can't.
You do have to.
There is no option.
And I don't like that you have to.
Why?
It's just another little sliver of, like, what are we teaching kids? Hey, here's a ball. You get this. How come? You're a kid and we feel sorry. Like, it's not necessarily healthy but.
You don't like the coddling that seems to be sweeping the country.
I'm not against the idea of giving a ball to a kid, but it shouldn't. It's becoming the norm. And a grown-up catches a ball. So now, like, if a grown-up catches a ball, should he have to give it to the closest child near him? This is what I want to say. I'm not saying, I hate that. That shouldn't be the case. I'm just saying, man, things are different. I mean, things are different now.
I have a question for both
of
you. How much influence does a camera possibly being on you have in this whole thing?
Yes.
Because there are past precedents of people being called heroes on social media because they gave a ball to a kid.
Right. And listen, I'm not against the heartwarming visuals of men giving a baseball to a young girl and her, you know, bursting out with a big smile. I like those. I got a soft spot. I got a heart. I'm just wondering if you have to do it now.
It's cold.
Otherwise, you're shamed. Like, maybe you don't even think about it. You catch the ball. Whoa, you show it to the crowd. Hey, you look at it. two pitches go by, another foul ball, and you just put it in your pocket.
Well, I do think there is a mounting pressure on any adult who catches a ball to give it to a kid because of what we've seen recently. The Karen in the Phillies game who basically shamed that dad, who, by the way, was going to give it to his kid,
right,
into getting the ball back. And then I think it was the U.S. Open hat, like the guy stole the hat from the kid that we were talking about having some fun with last week. So anytime that you're in that position, I do think there's a growing amount of fear that if you don't do it, you're going to be canceled.
Right.
And I know this for a fact because last night when I was in the bleachers, which is where a lot of balls tend to, whether it's a home run, you know, Jung-Hoo Lee, Ramos, people are, I forget who's playing center field for the Diamondbacks, Tawa, but he's like, they're throwing balls into the stands. Every single time there was a ball thrown, I was near a group of adults and they're like, yeah, I ain't going for that. And I was like, well, why? And they said, I don't want to get Karen. I don't want to be on camera as the person who took a ball from a kid. And every single time that there was a ball thrown into the stands that an adult caught, immediately it was given to a child. Now, I would like to think that's out of the kindness of their hearts, but clearly there is like a growing ulterior motive, and it's not necessarily a good, you know, like, it's not because you're trying to be a good guy.
Right. And there's no doubt, if I were to catch a foul ball, or a home run ball, and I'm sitting next to some stranger's kid, like, I don't have a strong need to have that baseball. So I catch it. My first thought is, here you go. Why am I giving the ball to the girl? Not some altruistic gesture, although it'll go down as a nice gesture. It's more, I don't need the hassle of not giving it to her and finding out what happens. Like, I don't need that. It's an unnecessary, it's something that all I have to do is hand it to a girl, and that can ensure that my life will go on without something monstrous happening to it, which I want to stay away from.
I mean, I just think it's, like, foul ball etiquette or whatever you want to call it, is it becoming softer? Sure. Is the world becoming softer? Sure. That's the way things are now. And I know I'm a part of a younger generation than you are, but, and this is really what bugs me about it all, is that you guys and gals, some of them, blame us. You blame the younger people for these things trending in the wrong direction. When you're the ones who raised us. Like, if you're mad about the way that the world is moving, look inward. That would be my suggestion. I mean, there's only so much we can do. Steiny, you know, you don't consider yourself a role model, but I'm sure some consider you that. You know, the way you live your life and the way you handle things has led to this moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, let's say 35, 40 years ago, it just was a foul ball. Grown man catches it behind third base, and I don't know. He didn't look around for the closest kid. Let's go to Clay in Oakland. He's got some foul ball etiquette for us. Hey, hold on, Clay. Give me 1 second here. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All right, Clay, what do you got, buddy?
So I got 2 points. I think with the Phillies, Karen lady was more of the dad got the ball in the scrum and brought it back to his kid, and she felt that she was entitled to that ball and was kind of a dick about it and took a ball from a kid. But as far as foul ball etiquette goes, I think, you know, when I went to a Giants game, I wanted to catch a foul ball my entire time of going to Giants games. I'm 34. I finally had a chance. I'm like, we are in foul ball territory. These two kids sat behind us. And I looked right at my friend. I'm like, this ball's going to this kid if I catch one. And lo and behold, in the sixth inning, I caught a foul ball, which was exhilarating because I'd never caught one. But the kids were so excited, turned around and, like, gave it to the little kid. And just, like, the explosion of happiness that he had, like, yeah, it's worth it.
Right.
Like, I have the opportunity because I'm 6'3", so I'm tall and I got length. So So that foul ball was mine, and these kids don't stand a chance. They had their gloves, and they want to catch a ball, but, you know, I think it was just more the they were just so excited, and you make that kid's day.
Right.
Like, it's really fun. And then I took pictures and everything, so I got the proof.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, you know what? And that's, hey, thanks, Clay. Appreciate the call. Like, I get it. If you want, it's kind of like, what's it in fishing? Catch and release.
Yeah.
You know, you catch a sport fish and you bring it in. You're like, ah, that's a nice marlin. Let's get rid of it. Throw it back. Yeah, so an adult catches it. You get the thrill. You toss it to a kid. The kid is happy as a clam. You get to feel good. You have a memory. You don't have a ball, but you have a memory. That'd be good enough for me.
Yeah, and people are chiming in on the YouTube chat, as well as the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Returns text line, asking about, well, what if it's like a record-breaking ball? I think there's a difference. You know, we're not talking about Barry Bonds' 700th home run. I'm talking about a foul ball. Like, it's not that important. Plus, I would ask anyone here who's caught a foul ball, of which I have, do you know where that ball is? I'm going to just be honest. Like, do you know where that ball is right now? Now, you remember who hit it. You remember where you caught it. You remember all the experiences that went into catching that ball. But the actual ball itself, where is it? Like, did you keep it? Did you bury it?
I never caught one.
Did you frame it?
I've never caught a foul ball at a game.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think I've caught a foul ball.
Where's the ball?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where the ball is.
I did earlier this year, a preseason game in Arizona. It's actually in my bag still because I never took it out after the airport.
Carter, I get
so it's pretty
I
valuable,
got Carter
I
with
tell.
A few.
No, it was a preseason
at 6'9", he's caught a few foul balls.
Yeah, I've caught them. I've never given them away, though.
Do you know where they are, though, right now?
No, I've totally lost them. Probably should have given them away.
See, I just feel like in a lot of these cases, the baseballs mean more to the actual kid than they do to the person who caught it. That's why I would personally give it away. But the point is that there is, again, more pressure, it feels like, because of cameras. And, like, oh, so last night, I think there was some foul ball. I saw NBC Sports Bay Area tweeted out something from the Giants account about how this is how we do foul balls or something. Like, and they might even put Karen in the caption, but a foul ball was caught by a guy, and his first movement was to then hand it to a kid.
Right.
And they were trying to obviously make fun of the Phillies woman.
Well, the Phillies woman was wrong, but poor woman. Enough is enough. Like, that video and what has come from that video or of her ball stealing. It
wasn't her ball.
Right. That's why I would give it to a kid. Seriously. Like her, I would hate. That is kind of my biggest fear in life. One of the biggest ones. To wake up in the morning and it's like, what the hell? Yikes.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of people here just don't care about the next generation.
KC's in Marin.
Yep.
Hey, KC, how you doing?
Gentlemen, interesting topic. And my thoughts are this reminds me of a participation trophy where a parent is very mad because the winning team gets trophies. And my kid didn't win, but he played and he didn't get a trophy. And he should get a trophy, so get him a trophy. And I think this would be I think people, different generations will have different opinions on this. I think we're very much in the in the age of participation trophy. And it's silly that a kid deserves a ball because they're a child. It's silly. I'd give them mine, but that being said, it's silly.
Right.
Have a great day, guys.
I feel the same way. I'd give them mine. I feel the exact same way, Casey. I'd toss it to a kid. But I wouldn't, well.
I'm not saying you have to give the ball away.
But that's what we're getting at, is now you kind of have to. Otherwise, you like, now.
Okay, if you don't care about being called, you know, whatever names, if names are just, what, sticks and stones, they don't break my bones. Like, if you don't care, then just catch the ball and be that guy.
Well, okay. Being that guy and catching the ball, like, I feel like, in the past, Foul ball. Jim gets it. Okay, Jim's ball. If he's got a kid, give it to him. If it's Sally catches it, it's Sally's ball. But now it feels like part of the foul ball experience, part of the foul ball custom now, it's not just catching a ball in the stands. It's now let's watch this guy find a kid to give it to. And that should be like a bonus. Like if a person wants to do that, great. But I feel like now it is, and I know there's more important things to talk about in life, but it does feel like now, like if I were to catch a ball, think I might be on TV, I would have to take it to the next step and be like, all right, where's the kid? Because it's not over yet. It doesn't end when you catch the ball. Steiny caught a ball yesterday. Way to go. No, what'd you do with it? Did you give it to a kid? No. Oh, you're a jerk. Did you give it to a kid? Yeah. Oh, you're soft. You know, it's like, where'd this come from?
I think what we're hearing from is a lot of people who haven't caught foul balls. I'm going to just be honest.
Well, and you know what?
I'm being honest. You think you want the ball if you haven't caught a foul ball. You think you want the ball, but you really don't. Because the moment you catch it, that's the moment.
I'm willing to indict myself worse than that, Evan.
Okay.
I mean, had we had this kind of protocol when I was growing up, I'd have had some foul balls. But adults weren't giving them to kids at the time.
Yeah.
It was unheard of.
Yeah.
But now, so, you know, it's just this younger generation of kids, just more advantages than we had when we were younger.
But that's the point, though. The reason why a lot of adults, I believe, give foul balls to kids is because they didn't catch a foul ball when they were a kid, and they always wanted to. Seriously.
Is it? But
I'm just being honest.
Now that we're breaking this down.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about
catching
it.
The foul ball?
Or is getting it, one.
Oh, so now it's on your mantle. You know what I mean?
No. But
like, is the thrill catching the foul ball?
When you go to a baseball game as a kid, if you're a 6 or 7 year old.
Right.
You kind of hope you get a ball.
No doubt. Absolutely.
You just do. And obviously there's only so many foul balls per game. Like, a lot of kids don't get balls when they're kids. Baseballs, they don't get them. And so when you become an adult, you catch the ball. Wow, this is what that felt like. And then you look around and you see a kid and you see a little bit of yourself and you go, you know what, this means more to them because I wish that I got a ball when I was 7. Seriously. So if we're soft, if we're becoming Charmin, right, as a people, blame the people before you. Don't blame us. Blame the people before you that had no soul.
I wouldn't say we didn't have a soul, but kids knew their place. We seen and not heard. Yeah, remember that one? You ever hear that phrase?
What?
Kids are to be seen and not heard. That's the year I grew up in. I
remember
the
first
times.
Time I was invited to the adult table. It was a big moment for your boy.
How old were you?
I was like 12. I was invited.
That's too young.
I was invited.
That's too young to be at the old table.
And I wasn't there for very long. But yeah. That's like, don't blame us. Blame your parents.
Why would I blame my parents?
Because you never got a ball.
My dad wouldn't have given me the ball. He wouldn't have.
And that's why you, if you caught a foul ball,
would give it to a kid. That's wrong. He would have given me the ball. Because
yeah.
he wasn't big on that kind of stuff. Back in the day, the other thing I remember is if you got a ball, which I never did, the next step was then you tried to get it signed. You know? Or if you couldn't, you still would never use that ball because it was the ball that you got at the major league game. So anyway, let's go to Matt real quick. I can squeeze him in. What's up, Matt in San Jose? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, so I was just going to share that I actually caught a foul ball at a game. It was a foul ball off the bat of Justin Turner, and I brought it to school. I was playing baseball at San Jose State at the time. And I brought it to school to use it in batting practice to see, are the MLB balls juiced compared to the college balls? That baseball got blasted out of the stadium, and now nobody has any idea where it is. Those balls in 2021 were absolutely juiced, man.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Well, and I got a good little story for you on the other side that has, that's kind of similar.
I wouldn't have thought about that.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go whack it.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And yeah, I'll tell you a little story about... Go ahead, get ready to cut this. Juiced baseballs. I guess if I say juiced baseballs, it doesn't sound as bad. But I'll expand on what the last caller said. A story I was once told by a great former player. Risotto, you're going to like this one. Evan, you should too if you love the game of baseball.
Don't tell me what I should like.
That segment brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. All right, Evan Giddings in for Guru today, and having a little fun talking about foul ball etiquette. And so I like the story from the college kid who took the who got a foul ball and then took it down to San Jose State and hit it and said it was more juiced. I got a story like that, too, from the great Rocky Colavito.
R.I.P.
So he had a lot of... He obviously had a baseball collection of a lot of his home runs. So,
oh, he's one of those guys?
They give it to
Sorry, just...
So anyway, you know, he had a lot of balls laying around.
He had like 400 home runs.
That's right.
How many did he keep?
Well, like the 100th, the 200th, the 300th, okay, the 400th. Right. He would keep like the 42nd home run the year he led the league in homers. Anyway, it was back in the live ball era. It was back... Let's say about 2007 or 8 or after that. Rocky took he took one of his balls, like his 100th home run ball, which would have been from like 1958, and he, you know, cut it open. And then he cut open a ball from 2018. The balls from 1955 and 60, if you'll remember, they were string. There was this little ball in the middle, very little ball, yeah, like a little rubber ball, and then there was twine, 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 twine. Anyway, he said he unwraps all the twine, gets to the ball in a 50 ball, throws it on the ground, it doesn't bounce. It's like a marble.
The one from 1958.
Correct. Yeah. And the one from 2007 was like a super ball. Just some food for thought.
Well, they are more juice now. I mean, they're made differently.
Anyway, there's
especially the ones in like 2000, like a guy was talking about before the break, 2018, 2019. Good Lord.
Yeah.
He had a pop-up that could go out.
Let's go to Brian's in San Jose. What's up, Brian? How are you?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing well. What do you got?
What's up, B?
I just wanted to jump in on the foul ball topic, man. Got my attention going.
All right.
So probably mid-70s, I want to say. I went to a Giants game with my dad. I wasn't a Giants fan at the time. I was an A's fan. But he managed to catch a foul ball, and like you were saying earlier, the goal was to get it signed. So we went down to the players' parking lot after the game, actually got Mike Schmidt to sign the ball. It was actually his foul ball. But to the contrary, went to an A's game about a week ago with my lady, and the amount of dads that I saw send their kids down to the bullpen to get balls, and the kids are looking back like they're about ready to get their teeth drilled, want nothing to do with it, and then run back with the ball to the dad. It was kind of comical because the kids apparently didn't want anything to do with what they were being sent down for.
Right.
Ultimately, the dad wanted the ball.
I got you. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. So they send the kid down to get the ball for the dad.
Yeah,
kids
that's
have no idea what's going on.
That's too much. I mean, you gotta let kids be kids. If they want to go down and try and get a ball, then you give them, like, a lot of times you can go to a bullpen and you can trade stuff. Like, a lot of players, if you're seeing them down there, one of the easiest places to do it in Seattle, in a T-Mobile Park, whatever it's called now, the bullpen is right underneath the left field bleachers. So if you kind of dangle, I don't know, a kid will, like, trade them a piece of gum or something, or I've seen a friend, like give him, like, a chicken tender for a ball. That kind of stuff is fun. But
right.
It can't be for the parent.
Like, I remember doing that as a kid. You go down to the bullpen, and you could usually get those guys' attention. You know, the bullpen catcher usually didn't have an ego big enough that he wouldn't talk to you. And, you know, I almost remember saying, can I get a ball? And they would be like, well, we'll see. Oh, maybe, maybe not. Like, they keep it going for a while, you know. Anyway, Steve in Santa Rosa. What's going on, man?
Yeah, this story, this is my all-time favorite baseball story, total magic. When I was a kid, I was at a Giants game with my parents, and a foul ball came in. I called it. It was coming right to me. I called it, and this man stood up right in front of me, tried to get it and dropped it. So I was fuming mad. So 30 years later, I'm at an A's game. Johnny LeMaster's up, last game he played. Hits a foul ball straight up. I watch the ball off the bat. I go, I'm laughing because it's coming right to me. I didn't move an inch. Stuck my hand up, went right in my hand. I caught it. So, you know, I didn't realize that there was a kid next to me with a glove, you know. So when I saw afterwards, I was like, well, he's getting it, but I'm going to make him work for it a little bit. You know, so everybody looked at it and everything, and it made the rounds and all that. And the kid was just so dejected, you know, I could see it. I was like, man, this kid, he has no idea, you know. So I start talking to him, and I go, hey, he's got his glove on. I go, let me see your glove. And he stuck it out, you know, palm down. And I go, no, no, the pocket. Let me see the pocket. And he turns it around, and I stuck the ball in the pocket, and I go, that's yours. That kid, the look in his face, I can still see it. Absolutely never been that high in my life. That kid was so happy, you know, and his dad looked at me and gave me the thumbs up. And then nice. I ended up chatting with him the rest of the game. He played first base. I played first base. That was, I'm telling you, give the kid the ball. And, you know, especially if the kid's a baseball player, I don't know if that kid could have caught it. It was pretty hot, but, you know, just the look in his face and the happiness he had, unmatched.
Yeah. Good story. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Steve.
That's what it's about.
That's don't put me on the side of that I don't like touching moments.
No, but you don't like stuff being given out just because, you know. Yeah, you're not a participation trophy guy. And people probably put me in that category, and that's fine.
Tebow's in Santa Rosa. What's up, Tebow?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? I'm coming from the other side. I have a 5 and 11-year-old kid. Both play sports. I got a foul ball at a Giants game. After 5 minutes, they didn't care where the hell that ball was.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I'm not saying that's every kid, but to think that every kid who receives a foul ball is life is going to be touched forever and, oh my God, this moment, I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't either. I think it's about a moment.
They're going to the iPhone. They're going to the PS5. They're going to the Nintendo Switch. That ball is going to be put to the side, and chances are mom and or dad are going to cherish the ball more than the kid getting the ball. Have you guys talked to 5 and 11-year-olds? Have you guys communicated with them? They have no attention span. Come on, guys. What are we doing?
No, that I agree with. Thanks, T-Bo.
The kids like the ball. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. They like the ball. Are they in love for the rest of their lives and now love the Giants and the game of baseball for the rest of their 50 to 80 years of life? I'm going to say no.
Well said. Thanks, T-Bo. Appreciate it.
Well, then why do you get them Christmas gifts? I mean, they're just going to forget about it in 3 minutes. Oh, no. Are you...
What?
Are you not big on Christmas?
No. You're talking about a stereotype that's out there. You know, kids get a Christmas gift, and by New Year's, they're done playing with it.
Well, most of them are.
Well, yeah, I'm not.
Some of them don't even enjoy the gifts they get.
I don't have a judgment.
But I just think it's kind of the equivalent. Like you still get kids Christmas gifts, even though they may not appreciate them.
Yes,
it's about the gesture.
No, it's. I like Christmas. Christmas is fine.
Did you have a tough Christmas 1 year?
Yeah, I did. What's your point?
What?
I told you.
What happened?
Let's see. I think I used to number my presents.
Really?
Yeah, so I knew the order that I would open them. So I put like 1 through 12 on, or, you know, 1 through 12 because, we, you know. I get a 3-pack of socks, and I'd get 3 presents. One pair of socks, another pair of socks, and then a third wrapped sock, pair
of
socks.
And then a telescope from Toys R Us.
It was a microscope.
Same thing.
All right. Hey, got a little basketball. we can talk about today.
Let's do it.
Monty Poole reporting that basically everybody's anticipating that Kuminga's going to take the qualifying offer at some point before October 1st. We're 3 weeks away. Cam Thomas has taken the qualifying offer. Josh Giddey got a four-year, $100 million contract. I think the difference between Giddey and Kuminga, although I'm not 1,000% sure, but I just have to get the sense, Giddey was willing to go back to Chicago. Doesn't seem like he didn't like it there. And it doesn't feel to me like Kuminga wants to come back to Golden State, long term anyway.
It's going to make for a really exciting start to the season, I think. I mean, so if he's in... There was a report also that some of the players are beginning to funnel their way back to Golden State, right? And I do think that part of it is this... They just want clarity. Because Al Horford, D'Anthony Melton, and Gary Payton II are the three players that are ostensibly waiting in the wings for this thing to wrap up. So maybe there was some pressure. I'm not sure, but training camp's like 3 weeks away. I mean, that's the other part about this, too. Like, the basketball season is quickly approaching, and the Warriors still have not made a move yet.
Well, and the interesting thing is training camp starts on the 29th of September. The deadline's October 1st for Kuminga. So if he, in theory, waits till the 1st, then they're going to have to, you know, and it's not the end of the world, but then if they do have Horford, he's not practicing that first day. You know what I mean? They can't do anything until Kuminga signs on some dotted line. And if he waits till the 1st, then, you know, the Warriors still have to deal with telling Horford, Melton, and Payton, you know, we've got to wait till the 1st.
Are you surprised to hear that he's anticipated to sign the qualifying offer?
You know, it's funny. It's one of those things where I wouldn't have been shocked by anything, but then I would have been surprised by anything too. So I am surprised. I'd be surprised if the Golden State Warriors and Kuminga agree to that $7.9 million qualifying offer. Because if they both do that, I would take it as bad. This is bad. It's a bad situation. If he, you know, like the Giddey situation, I'd be excited if I were a Bulls fan. But there's no way to spin the qualifying offer positively to Warriors fans who have watched this kind of saga for 4 years.
I think that's why I'm surprised to hear that news from Monty Poole, because it means that the relationship is just all bad. I mean, it's just not good. And they have not found a way to find some sort of resolution. That's why, like, so when the Giddey news came out, was it yesterday, 2 days ago?
Yeah, yesterday.
So when you hit me with that on the air, I think that, to me, it's like the Cam Thomas and Giddey situations are completely different than Kuminga's. And the reason why Giddey was able to sign a $4 for $100 deal, $100 million, is because they want to be together. I mean, Giddey wants to be with the Chicago Bulls, and the Bulls want Josh Giddey. They traded for him. They think he's going to be a part of their future. This clearly means that Kuminga is gone.
Right.
If he signs that qualifying offer, he is going to walk in free agency next summer, and the Warriors will have received nothing. If what Monty Poole is reporting is accurate, and I believe he is, he's tapped in more than just about anyone with the Warriors, then this is a lose-lose situation. The Warriors will not get anything in return for Jonathan Kuminga, and Jonathan Kuminga will have lost out, at least for this year, on making, it sounds like, $20 million.
Yeah. It looks like he's walking away from 35. He's walking away from $35 million right now because he would make an extra 13 this year and then what he'd make next year. But if he has, if he has a great year, but how's he going to have a great year if he's still here?
But that's the difference between him and Cam Thomas.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I was thinking you were going to say Giddy.
No. That's, again, like both those situations are totally different. Even though Cam Thomas also signed the qualifying offer, he has a path to play. He's started for the Nets.
Right.
He's been a 24-point-per-game scorer for the Nets. He just didn't like what the offer was that they were giving him or presenting him. And so he's going to go make money in free agency next year, but he can... Like, he's really on a prove-it deal. We don't know what Jonathan Kuminga's prove-it deal is going to look like because he doesn't determine how much he plays. I mean, Steve Kerr does not have to play him. I think he will because they're going to need him at some point, and guys are going to miss games, but day one of the season, he's the sixth man. He's not a starter for this team. And so it just says to me that, like, he really wants to get out of here, and he does not want to be a Golden State Warrior.
Yeah, and the reason that these dates, to me, are interesting, and I know sometimes people downplay this, but I do think the teams think it's important, and I actually think it's important, too. So if training camp starts the 29th, that means the Warriors will have their media day, you know, the 28th or 29th. And I'm starting to believe that no matter what happens, a decision will be given before the 28th or before that media day. You cannot. First of all, if there's no decision made, then Kuminga might not even be there, but Al Horford won't be available. Not that it's the end of the world, but Horford, Payton, and Melton won't be there because they won't be under contract. My bigger point is, are the Golden State Warriors really going to start training camp this year and Jonathan Kuminga walks in on a $7.9 million deal and more people are sitting at his table than Steph Curry's doing interviews because he's the big news? It's just not a good way to start the season.
Well, I remember the last time we had a player that came to camp without a contract. It was Klay Thompson.
Oh, right.
And that season for Klay Thompson was not enjoyable. He didn't look like he was having much fun that year. And behind the scenes, Klay Thompson was not the best version of himself because he was worried about his future and his contract. And I just, again, like, you know, we started the show talking about some of the things that happen off the field. Like with the Giants, there's kind of this, I don't know, like unquantifiable effect that I believe that Drew Gilbert has had on that team. And I think the opposite could happen here, where the distraction that is going to be Jonathan Kuminga's future elsewhere and how the Warriors have sort of fumbled this situation, because they're at fault for this too. They chose not to trade him. They chose not to meet halfway in the middle, it sounds like. And basically, they just couldn't get anything done. Last offseason, this offseason, they couldn't make it happen. They couldn't keep a player happy that they said they wanted to keep. So if they lose him for nothing, that's kind of a disaster.
It's absolutely a disaster. And it's less about, to me, it's less about, do you think Kuminga's, are they losing a great player? I don't know. I think they're probably losing a pretty good player down the line. But to me, it's less about Kuminga than an asset. You had an asset 5 years ago, the number 7 pick in the draft. You took a player who you thought was going to be a part of your future. And now 5 years later, 4 years later, he's not on the team. Like, you usually you make it up in some other area. If Jonathan Kuminga plays on the qualifying offer and isn't a member of the Warriors long term, then it's been mismanaged. Even if they didn't want to keep him, they went about it the worst possible way to try to move him by doing this.
Well, I know, like, your guy talks about this all the time. You don't have to make a move until you don't make a move until you have to.
Yeah.
Well, clearly the time to make a move was before now, and they're realizing it, and it's too late. you know, if he signs that qualifying offer, I'm assuming it's because he's going to walk next summer and you're going to get nothing for him. And it's just, it's another young player that you haven't been able to keep. It's another 22-year-old player that you have gotten nothing for. And it's just, it's tough because it feeds right into what everyone believes about the Warriors and some of their young talent, that they haven't been able to develop it. I think some of it's unfair, but at the same time, it's like you sign Jordan Poole, you trade him a year later, and you fail to come to terms with Jonathan Kuminga, and you haven't been able to keep him happy in the meantime. And so there is no compromise. I mean, it sounded like this whole summer it was either my deal or your deal, and neither side wanted to take the other.
Yeah, and the other thing about a team that may want Jonathan Kuminga is that team, if let's say the Warriors find a team that's interested in Kuminga that he's willing to go to, there's still a problem that the receiving team has, and that is he's going to be a free agent on their team next season. So they're going to have to be the ones to, you know, pay Kuminga what they need to keep him, but they're going to have competition. So there's no sure thing that if somebody's trading, you know, why would you trade for Kuminga at the deadline if you know he's going into free agency and everybody's going to have a shot at him, unless you get that nod, nod, wink, wink that, hey, you know, we'll take him here in Miami. Kuminga wants to go to Miami, and Miami's told Kuminga they'll pay him in the offseason. That's probably the way it would work, but then the Warriors get nothing for Kuminga.
Yeah, I just like it. It's crazy how it's gotten to this point. And we're looking, I mean, I guess maybe it's just the last sort of shot from Kuminga's camp that this is, you know, the card that he's going to play. I just don't see how it benefits either. You know, Kuminga loses out on some money in the immediate. Money that, again, you don't know if you're going to make. Like, if Kuminga could get hurt this year. But what just happened to Juwan Jennings? Juwan Jennings, instead of taking, it sounded like the 3-for-45 deal that eventually was, you know, Colt McKivitz's, instead of taking stability, he chose to bet on himself and took an incentivized one-year deal to get a little more money. And week one, he got hurt. And we don't know if he's going to be available, if it's a serious injury. If it's not, he could get hurt again. That might end up costing him in the long run. Like, I do respect that players are willing to go out there and put their bodies on the line for the chance to hit the jackpot. But I just don't know if it. You might look back on it and say, why didn't I take the money?
Right, right. And this from No. I don't think the Warriors will allow JK on the qualifying offer.
They don't have a choice.
They don't have a choice if he does not want to sign a long-term contract. And when I say long, I mean 2 years or more. If he doesn't want to sign a contract for more than 1 year because he doesn't want to be here, then why would he sign a 3-year $80 million contract if it locks him into the Bay Area where he doesn't want to be? So, like, Kuminga, in a way, he holds the cards right now because he can take that $45 million deal for 2 years, or he could take the 7.9. Those seem to be the only two options right now. 888-957-9570. And don't forget, training camp starting in less than 3 weeks. So this stuff's going to get up on the Warriors in a hurry. What's coming up next on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It was also sponsored by Moderna.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.